Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
All right, this is the Smarticle Podcast. He's Brandon. I'm Larry. We're going to give you a great gift right now. It's called the 5 Seconds of Silence, because guess what? You might not get 5 seconds of silence the rest of your day. Brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. Okay, hold on, Brandon. Real quick, where are we? I just forgot. Are we on the smart? I don't even know what we're doing anymore. My memory has lost me. Oh, wait a minute. I know what we're doing. We're talking about memory today.
Oh,
here's the headline.
Oh, I like what you did there. That's a pro move there, buddy.
When is forgetting normal? And when is it worrisome? A neuroscientist weighs in. This is essentially a discussion on Fresh Air. Terry Gross, your friend and mine.
Fresh Air.
Where she's talking with Charan Ranganath, who wrote a book, teaches the Dynamic Memory Lab at UC Davis and wrote the book, Why We Remember. So you relate to Terry Gross because you and Terry like to ask long-winded questions. So you and Terry Gross are very close. So essentially, this is just an interview on Terry's show on NPR.
This has been a long-standing rip on me by Larry, which is that I ask long questions. So Larry, how are you doing today? And when I ask how you're doing today, what I mean by that is, are you, and if you are, the worst. You guys be freaking crazy.
I do feel like we have a little body of evidence now as to when we have guests on and you take a long time to ask a question. But I digress from today's topic.
Yes, you do. Let's not digress.
So they basically go through this interview and kind of pick out a few things about memory. And I thought we would just kind of pick out a couple of different things and talk about the memory as go along. You can't give it a Wokamagameter magometer because I assume this is science, Brandon.
It is science. And it came from NPR. So, yeah, it's probably really woke, but it's Terry Gross interviewing a dude. So I don't know what we would say about Terry Gross. That would be the question, or the guy. I feel like it was straight science. We're not going to give it a mocha-meter.
So this one's a little bit long, the first one, but they all get a little shorter than this. This is the tip of the tongue phenomenon when it comes to memory, where you know the information is there, you're aware of something, but it just does it. You don't have proof of its existence. You're just working on complete faith that it exists. There's many reasons that this happened. One of the big ones is that you pull out the wrong information. And when you pull out the wrong information, what happens is it makes it much harder to find the right information. So in other words, if you're looking for someone's name, Fred, and you accidentally pull out Frank, you know it, that's not the name. Now, Frank is very big in your conscience, and it's fighting against the other memory that you have. And so as a result, you're going to have some trouble. So we've all been there, right? Something's right on the tip of your tongue, like the second song on the White Album of the Beatles or whatever. It's like right there, but you can't get it. That's what we're talking about when we're talking the tip of the tongue phenomenon when it comes to memory, Brandon.
What was interesting is we've talked a lot about sleep and memory, and
We're getting there.
We're getting there. I said we've talked a lot about it. This guy is as hardcore into how memory works as anybody we've ever kind of looked at. And what he's basically saying is that we oftentimes think, oh, how can I remember everything? And what he's saying is you don't need to remember as much stuff as you think you need to remember. And that's why that Frank and that Fred thing is important, because we don't want to clutter ourselves. That's the point.
Now, the point is that when you're trying to remember something, mm-hmm. you'll get the wrong thing.
Right.
And the wrong
thing.
Because
we're too cluttered. That's my point. That's what he said.
But, okay, maybe there's a caveman. And I'm sure that the caveman who's not cluttered, Brandon, also has a tip of the tongue phenomenon when it comes to memory. So,
yeah.
Can we just...
Okay. Well, okay. I see what you're...
My point is this, hedonist, is that we've all been there. Every once in a while, we just can't... Where there's like that thing and you're like, oh, it's so
close.
Had
it this morning. Yeah, I went to drop off my car and I was like, oh, I need to make an appointment for a... And it was literally... I can't even tip my... I'm like, wait, I know what it is. It's like an inspection. I couldn't remember the word inspection. I'm like, I'm getting old. Falling apart.
You know, it's so funny, too. In life, when you grip onto something, you're not allowing the right thing to happen. Mm-hmm. And so if you, I'm assuming if you're like, when you release that, like, oh, it's right there. When you let it go, it comes back. Like, we'll have a conversation, and then 5 minutes later, someone's like, oh, remember, I was going to tell you that. And then you'll remember it.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, is that when you stop thinking about it, it will come to you. You just can't keep fixating on it.
Yes, yes. Another big thing they talk about with memory is interruption. Now, Brandon, you can get into your diatribe. This is the reality of modern life, is that we're constantly being interrupted. The most insidious of all are the alerts and distractions that we put upon ourselves with smartphones and smartwatches, where things constantly buzz and grab our attention, and then people start to get bad habits like checking texts and emails. I feel like we all know this, but we all don't actually know this, that these smartphones are making our memories worse.
Yeah, well, he started off by saying that people get distracted all the time at everything. It's like new parents with a baby. Baby cries, no matter what you were doing, you got to go deal with that. So you sort of stop what you're doing, you forget what you were doing, no matter how important it was, because you got to go deal with something else. He says that smartphones, smartwatches, things like that, they're like false triggers. They're not really that important, but yet, well, he said, I've been sitting in conferences with people listening to a speaker and people are checking their email. It's like, either you're not going to remember what the speaker said or you're not going to remember the email. So he's saying, being focused on what you're doing, and some of this stuff just seems so practical to me, but what his point was is we are distracting ourselves even though we're not aware of it, which I thought was really interesting.
By the way, I feel like me and you are on the middle of this, but I had to go to a meeting for something, and there were a lot of young whippersnappers there, a lot of like 25 to 30 year old people. They're never not on their phone. It was, by the way, it was a meeting at church, and the pastor is giving this talk about something, and these young kids are on their phone while they're in a meeting at church. You would think that would be the one point they'd put it down and be like, I'm going to listen to the pastor. They didn't.
Well, so I wonder.
And so how are young kids ever going to remember anything?
Well, that's what I wonder is, how do we have that conversation with somebody without them going, okay, boomer, you know, just say, you know, this is, to me, this is a practical thing to be able to say to somebody, hey, listen, I know you think you can multitask, and you probably can better than me because I'm old and you grew up, you're a digital native and I'm a digital immigrant. But that said, the science supports the idea that you cannot remember two things. So if I'm their boss, I would look at them and say, hey, I get it. You're going to look at me and say, that's crazy. I need you to put your phones away. I need you to turn them off. I'm just saying, because I don't want you to be on it, but more because I want you to remember what we're talking about.
Can I push back just a smidge? Do you think the brain is going to just get wired differently so that these young people are just going to be able to do it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I guess there could be some sort of...
Could you play a neuroscientist on the...
Well, I guess there could be some sort of cognitive evolution that could happen, which is what you're talking about, where you're literally, your brain is evolving. But remember, your brain doesn't evolve in a generation. It takes thousands of years or millions of years to evolve something. So will something happen? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm sure they'll come up with some science thing. His point is, right now, our brain, no matter who you are, we cannot remember two things at once. When we are distracted, we will not remember as well as when we're not distracted. That's his point. So he's saying, I'm thinking about, like, if I'm a boss or a leader in a meeting, I would probably say, hey, listen, we have this policy, not because we want to be old school. That has nothing to do with it. It's so that we can practically do our jobs better. And this is it. Oh, it's going to take us to retrain each other.
Oh, I cannot wait when you have to give your first speech to the Smarticle staff of thousands of people.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, all you 20.
No, I'm not going to do it. Pat Meaney's going to do it.
No, but you're eventually going to get up there and speak because you can't resist speaking. You're going to be like,
two mean comments you've made.
I need to address the room as the CBO of the Smarticle organization. Could you all put your phones down? I can't wait for that. I cannot
wait
for that.
That's the second time you've been mean to me on the show today, Larry. I'm going to let the first one pass, not the second one.
How does stress affect your memory? Stress has a bunch of complex effects on memory. So if you have a severely stressful experience, sometimes you can't remember that experience better than if it was not stressful for this. So that's right? So something in your life, in your past, the hormones and the emotions all kind of come in there and cloud it up. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you're stressed out, you're not going to make the same kind of decisions you would or remember the same things you would as when you're not stressed out. I mean, that's just a bottom line thing. I mean, that's why people that could perform that do not let stress change those levels in them perform better. That's why they say the baseball player that could stand and face down 100-mile-an-hour fastball with movement because he's not stressed out. He basically, his heart rate's the same as if he was doing something, you know, like he was playing chess or something. So that's the whole part of it, is how do we deal with stress? But for most of us, when a stressful thing happens, we don't remember anything but the stressful thing.
Yeah.
Trying to deal with that stress and manage that stress is really important.
Okay, so also, if you're under chronic stress for a long period of time, there's a whole series of stress-related hormones that are baiting your brain in these stress-related areas so that your brain can no longer function as efficiently as you want it to. So stress, like in the moment, is going to affect like an experience. But if you've got it for a long period of time, it's going to hurt your memory that way as well.
Yeah, well, I think that's why you and I have talked a lot about, some people would call it meditation, but we do contemplation. And this idea of slowing ourselves down on a regular basis every morning helps us to deal with that stress, which in turn would help us to remember things better.
You imagine, they should do this study with like someone in the White House, because I'm sure if you work in the White House, you're just under daily, minutely, hourly stress, and you're not sleeping and you're working hard. I bet those people walk out and they don't even remember what happened.
You think they haven't done those studies already?
No, but specifically people in the White House.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I bet you they have.
Oh, you think they've done this?
Oh, yeah, because they've got, I mean, that's the most important decision makers in the world, probably. So I'm sure they've done all sorts of tests. I'm sure they have. If they haven't, that's crazy.
This story bears worth repeating. I had one friend who worked in the White House years ago. We went and visited him, and we went to his office in the West Wing, and he literally had a bottle of Jack Daniels on his desk. And I was like, you can literally leave a bottle of Jack Daniels in the White House. He's like, hey, man, I got no time to go get a drink. I got to drink it right here, and nobody cares. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, I'm sure that probably happens. They did find Coke at the White House. I mean, maybe that's all part of that process.
Okay. Yeah. Can you keep it PG?
I'm just saying,
I mean,
they did.
Just keep it.
They've never discovered who it was.
And the last one for memory is sleep. There seems to be some processing of memories that happen during sleep, and that the processing of memories can somehow lead to some parts of the memory being strengthened, or sometimes you're better able to integrate what happened recently with things that happened in the past. There's all sorts of stuff going on with your neurons when you sleep, but I'm not a neuroscientist, but this seems obvious. The more you sleep, the better your brain's going to work.
Well, he talks a lot in this. This is probably the most interesting part of the article.
Yeah, because you skipped it all the way to the front, so we know you thought it was important.
I'm just going to sit in silence and wait for you to apologize for the third time being mean to me today, Larry.
Okay.
No, I did because it's very personal to me, because I have such a hard time sleeping and I worry about, am I getting enough sleep? Because I know that sleep is so important. And talks about a couple of things that were really, really important. He says your brain is really, really active when you sleep. So he was even referring to like the proteins that engage during sleep that are part of the memory cycle. So we remember things in our sleep that kind of, however way our subconscious is working, you know, in different levels of sleep, at the different parts of our sleep. He also talked about the neurotoxins that our body gets rid of during sleep, which affect our memory. So I was like, oh man, I have a hard time sleeping. And when I get interrupted in the middle of the night, it's hard to go back to sleep. So I just constantly think about sleep. But that was really, it definitely struck a nerve with me for sure to like say, okay, got to be aware of your sleep.
Yeah, I know that you love when I bring up sleep-related topics on the Smarticle podcast, because you're always like, oh, we're doing another episode on sleep.
Yeah, we do it all the time. But I guess that's because we both have trouble sleeping.
I mean, I don't have trouble sleeping. I just wake up really early, and therefore sleeping is not a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. I definitely, I've lost a lot of brain cells due to lack of sleep. That's it.
I know. Like, somebody called you out on TikTok for not being able to multiply 300 versus 200 years. I was like, wow, they're keeping
you. And then
you
know what I responded to him? F you, I don't sleep enough. Yeah, I got three kids. That's how I responded.
You did say that. It was kind of mean. Again, maybe you need to get more sleep so you're not quite as mean to people. Perhaps that's it.
I could be way less irritable if I would just get 7 hours.
You could remember
more
and be less irritable, Larry. I think that's a good place to be for you.
Listen, this is how we'll wrap up. There is no less person or animal or being on Earth that can't remember anything like a 50-year-old male. Like, we can't remember crap. I used to be able to tell you the stats of the whole Dodgers 84 World Series winning team. I can't remember anything anymore.
They didn't win the World Series in 84.
88.
88. Golly, dude.
See? The point to somebody, I can't remember. See, I'm making this point in case.
Embarrassing. Right? That's
Brandon, I'd like to thank you for being happy that once again we're talking about sleep.